This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's just over a year since a clothing factory collapsed in Bangladesh, killing more than 1,100 people. The tragedy has brought some changes to safety conditions in places that may have manufactured the shirts on our backs. What has gotten less attention is a change in the law there that lets employees form a union without the permission of their employer. Nomita Nath is a labor organizer in Bangladesh on a visit to the U.S. organized by the International Labor Rights Forum in Washington. She started working in a garment factory when she was 12 years old.
They used to make us work until 10 o'clock at night. If production wasn't finished, they'd make us work overtime without any overtime pay. There wasn't any clean drinking water. The management used to hit the women for little things. If they said anything, if they asked any questions.
Pressing for a union is never easy, made tougher still by what Nath describes as a simple tactic. Employers can tell employees to sign a blank piece of paper. That signature, Nath says, becomes a form of control.
Anybody who tries to unionize, they make these people sign a blank piece of paper. By signing the paper, it allows managers to write things on that piece of paper that will hold us guilty. They'll write things like, we've stolen something or we've broken something. Anything can be written on top of our signature.
So in the face of this requirement that people sign a blank piece of paper, in the face of people's concern about their jobs and their livelihoods if they were to join a union, what do you say in response to fellow workers?
I tell them that if they threaten you that you'll lose your job if you don't sign the paper, I say that you'll lose your job faster and in a more insulting manner if you do sign. If you lose this job for unionizing for any reason, then we can fight on your behalf. We can bring the law on your side.
I want to bring up the terrible Rana Plaza disaster from a little more than a year ago. Nomita, you would have been shocked when you heard what happened at Rana Plaza, but were you surprised?
As bad as I felt hearing about that, in my opinion, I feel that the owners and the supervisors probably don't feel a thing. In their eyes, we don't amount to much. I put my work forward, and for that work, I gain some money. But I'm here to work, not give my life.
Ms. Nath, what about the risk, though, that as more factories in Bangladesh join labor unions, this may raise the costs of labor for management, and they might take those jobs away to other countries, away from Bangladesh?
I don't think that the industry will leave Bangladesh because Bangladesh has gone through a lot. A lot has happened. Yet I haven't seen any decline in this industry. You won't find any other country where you can get so much work for so little money. We get about 5,000 taka a month. That's so low. For it to go a little higher wouldn't hurt anything.
5,000 taka is around the new minimum wage of $68 a month in Bangladesh. It was raised 77% in the wake of the factory collapse. Nomita Nath is a labor organizer in Bangladesh. We spoke to her from Washington during a visit organized by the International Labor Rights Forum.